This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
A little round of overrated, underrated. This is where we will both pitch one of each. And if the other person agrees that it should go into the list of Hall of Fame, it will. If the other person disagrees, they got a chance to battle it out a bit. And likely it will not make it into the Hall of Fame.
What I think is overrated, and this could be controversial, so please let me know if you agree with me or not. The T-Rex.
Huh?
The dinosaur.
Like the number one OG dinosaur.
Yep.
Okay.
My reasons as to why the T-Rex is overrated. It isn't even the biggest. We've discovered the Spinosaurus is way bigger. T-Rex can't even do push-ups. It's only famous because it's easy to say and everybody knows it. It doesn't even go for bigger prey than what it is, which I think is pathetic.
So it just eats smaller dinosaurs, or it, I suppose, ate. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I think is overrated. Do you agree or do you disagree?
It's got such a cool nickname. I'm going to disagree. I think the T-Rex deserves to continue its stay atop the dinosaur realm.
Well, you need to do more research on your dinosaurs.
I guess I do, but off the top of my head, I just don't think.
Guy sees Jurassic Park once.
The T-Rex is a beast.
All right, my underrated butter tarts. Delicious. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Convenience stores even carry them.
And they're good from there.
They convince you that they're kind of healthy because there's pecans on them. Pecans? Am I saying that right?
Okay. But the name doesn't scream very healthy.
Oh, it's
butter tart.
Well, that's where it gets like the butter comes from the buttery flaky crust.
Right.
And it reminds me of that hilarious commercial with all the outtakes. That old couple that's buttery, flaky, buttery.
There's something that's underrated, that commercial.
That commercial's so good.
But even having a name that is about the crust tells me that the filling's not good enough. I'm not giving you the pass on that either.
You're not giving me the pass on either of mine?
No. Sorry. Away she goes. Okay, my overrated is really expensive headphones. Like, at what point is the sound quality good enough? I understand that, like, you're not going to want to listen to a cassette when you have the opportunity to listen to, like, high def with some pretty good headphones. But I'm talking, like, the $2,000 headphones. Get out of your own head. You can pay $200 for a good pair of headphones.
What kind of headphones do you have?
Like Sony's. What are these guys? I like these.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, your ones you wear when you work out or do yard work.
Yeah, all of those. They're all fine, and they were cheap. Beats by Dre. Get out of here. You're $600. So that's what I'm putting on overrated. Now, don't be angry that I didn't put either of yours through.
I'm going to agree with you only because people that have expensive Beats by Dre at the gym always look down on me because I still use the old school iPhone ones that have the string attached.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes when I'm running on the treadmill, my hand will get caught on the string and they'll rip them out of my ear and then I slide off and embarrass myself. And then again, they look down on me. They don't even ask me if I'm okay.
See, I would say like the ones I'm suggesting need to be the in between those two. But for now, really expensive headphones on overrated?
Yeah, that can stay.
Okay. My underrated is falling asleep as soon as you hit the bed. The last two nights now, I've had insomnia, I suppose is what you call it. I just have not been able to fall asleep. Can't tell you why.
Which is weird because you used to be able to fall asleep on the elevator.
Yeah.
Getting up onto the 7th floor here at work.
Yeah, like I'm notorious for how quick I can sleep. So I would put underrated because holy man, is that frustrating. And I know a lot of people deal with it like for more than two nights. Like there's some people that deal with it every night of their life. And I just think it's super underrated when you lay down and you're like done sleeping.
I hate myself for saying this, but I agree with both of your underrated overrateds today.
Thank you.
Congrats, but I'm still mad at you for thinking that the T-Rex is cooler than it really is.
Play 107.
What would you say is your least favorite trend when it comes to men's clothing? Or not even like trend, just like an article of clothing that men will often wear that you're like, ugh, stop it with that.
Birkenstocks.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
They did not make the list of the ones that top this year's 2021 article of clothing turnoffs. Offs? Offs. number five is oversized t-shirts to appear bulkier, which
I mean, that was really big in the 90s.
Well, and even like a couple years ago, Bieber tried to get it going again. He likes to look jacked and wear really baggy t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. He still does.
Yeah, you've always liked that look.
I don't care for his clothing line.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. So it's just what's underneath that you like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number four is short shorts.
No, I like short shorts on men.
But I think
those are in this year.
I think they mean like short shorts, not just short shorts. There's a difference in how you say it.
Okay.
I think they mean the ones that you're like, is something going to pop out if this guy bends
over?
Got it. Yeah.
But I will say, if you're listening right now, buy the short shorts. I'm pretty sure they're all over H&M right now. Go get a pair from there. I think they look great.
Next up is slogans on t-shirts. Once again, we're going with the articles of clothing that men wear that are the biggest turnoffs.
Okay, what are we talking here when you say slogan? Like those lame quotes?
Yeah, like I'm with stupid, or you know, the entire clothing line that the morning show next door on Cruise FM came out with?
Yes.
Those. The ones that they all wear all the time? Those same ones.
Those are kind of funny.
Like, I'm with stupid was the best example, as the one that people will remember. We're like, shh, I'm trying to hide from stupid people.
All right.
The locker room. Anyway, that's on the list. Number two is, I agree with this one fully, oversized suits.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, you need to get your suit
tailored.
Tailored. And like, the thing is, you can get into a decent suit for roughly $200. And as long as your body doesn't change too much, you can get a lot of wears out of it. So
it's worth the money.
Have a look at that. And number one on the list of turnoffs.
Square-toed shoes.
Articles of clothing that men wear. No, cargo shorts. 8 years ago, man.
Those are never coming back. I feel like they're very convenient.
Oh, they're so convenient. Like, honestly, like, let's say mid-2000s, probably, like 2004, 2005, I had to wear them because whenever I did, I'd get so many phone numbers, I needed some extra pockets to stash them.
Before you could just put them right into your flip phone, you were like, write this down on this napkin, and I'll put it in this pocket. And then you over there.
This is my really interested pocket. This one's just my
Two men are walking from Fort McMurray to Ottawa to raise awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls.
Wow.
Adam McDonald and Stanley Gilbert Jean arrived in Edmonton yesterday to a warm reception that was organized for them near the Alberta legislature. Can you imagine that feeling of walking up and having this crowd of people supporting you? So one of them said that they actually heard about the discovery of the mass grave while they were on their first leg of the journey, which did begin in Fort McMurray. And that would just motivate them more to keep walking and not give up. He was quoted saying, it's all going to resurface and we're never going to stop fighting for the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. So for Stanley, this is the first time that he's ever done a walk. And he said it's very important for him and his sobriety as well. Whereas Adam says he began to advocate for more awareness about the issue by walking 5 years ago. He's already walked every major highway in Canada. Mm. He was quoted saying, once I start something, I'm never going to give up.
So they're walking to Ottawa.
Yep, from Fort McMurray. There's no word on when they're going to get there, how many stops they're going to take along the way.
Incredible.
I know.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a graduate who is just about to walk on stage to accept his diploma and realized, well, someone pointed out that his shoes didn't meet the dress code. Like they weren't.
What were they?
Like just sneakers. But apparently this school had a dress code for grad that you had to wear dress shoes for the ceremony. So he was told by one of the teachers that he wouldn't be able to go on stage to accept his diploma.
No.
This is when one of the other teachers stepped up in a big way and was like, that's garbage. Kicked off his shoes and said, let's trade. Walked across stage and then gave him his shoes back and they switched back again. But the teacher that saw the shakedown was the one that lent him his dress shoes so that he could go accept his diploma.
Awesome.
I just thought the difference of the two teachers involved in that story go to show how important the good ones are.
Tell me something good.
Have your kids picked up any hobbies over the last year and a half? Golf was the main one for my daughter last summer and then again this summer. But I made the mistake of like, offering up $100 for as soon as she hit a 100-yard drive. And she was so motivated by it, and I thought she was truly falling in love with the sport. Turns out she was just falling in love with $100, because as soon as she hit it, her interest in golf has plummeted, which saddens me a bit. Maybe it'll pick back up and you know, in a couple months or whatever.
I saw there was a podcast talking about rewarding kids. Mm-hmm. There was kind of a study done where these children were told to draw and create art. And there was an adult that would reward them with a gold star for completing it. Then as soon as the adults stopped giving gold stars, the kids weren't interested in drawing or creating art anymore.
Mm. It all became about the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I could see that. So like if you don't ever start giving the gold stars, maybe they just find out they enjoy the hobby. So I'm going to be treating her newest hobby a little differently. She's 9 and we wrestle quite a bit. And
she loves it.
Yeah. And so she asked the other day, do you have any boxing gloves? And I was like, actually, I do. So she went and put on my boxing gloves, and I've actually been like training her to box. You know, I don't have all that many skills at it. I did it for a couple of months once, but I have enough to like kickstart a 9-year-old's interest in it. And so we've been like running pads, and she's got a good little punch coming in and seems to really enjoy it and is burning a bunch of calories and
getting tired,
burning off sugar more so. But
yeah,
we've really enjoyed it. So, I mean, I don't necessarily recommend boxing if your kid is like super violent already or anything, but it's perfect for her. And I feel like I'm equipping her with some self-defense tips for if she's ever in a situation where she needs them. So
yeah,
it feels like a real win.
Over this past year, I think it's been difficult for parents, or even if you're an older sibling and you've got young siblings that like they're bored, they mm-hmm. don't know what to do. Like usually there's a schedule where, all right, on Mondays we go to soccer right after school. And then on Wednesdays we go to singing class.
Yeah.
Thursdays it's musical theater. This year it's like, well, now what?
Right. And that's going to start changing a bit, yes, as we look ahead at phase 2 of reopening on Thursday.
But I do think it's interesting. Are there hobbies that your kids have picked up that you think maybe they could build a career out of this? Maybe it's something that they'll be interested in for the rest of their lives.
Well, I already asked her if she wants to go to a boxing club and maybe get in like an actual lesson with my old trainer, Lino, and she's super interested in it. So when phase 2 happens, get her into a boxing gym to go learn how to throw proper punches. I think it's awesome.
Jason said, my 11-year-old has chosen the art of arguing. We feel like he's going to be equipped to become an amazing lawyer.
You have an 11-year-old in your life, but he's not picking up on the hobbies you were hoping he would.
No, well, we were building a fence a couple weeks ago and, you know, try to get him to learn to use the impact driver or whatever, carry some wood, and it's just bitching and moaning. But, you know, you get him on a video game and tell him to build a fence on Minecraft or GTA or whatever, and he's all for it. So it's interesting.
That sounds like almost every kid, too, though,
yeah,
right?
Remember yesterday we were driving, we saw that dad that created those like sweet jumps for his kid's bike on their front lawn.
Yeah.
That's a fun hobby. A
lot of skinned knees coming on that driveway.
Yeah.
Pretty funny story circulating about an event that happens in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, every year. And organizers of the annual Naked Bike Ride.
I feel like that has happened here in Edmonton before. Am I wrong? Does anybody have any information on that?
Well, there's the Nude Campus Run. I know that. I don't know if I've ever heard of a bike ride in Edmonton that's naked, except for that one guy that gets really drunk in the cul-de-sac beside us. I'm pretty sure I've seen him do a naked bike ride a couple times.
Yeah, that's true. Or that time that I wore the one-piece bathing suit that looks like a naked man.
Yeah.
And I rode my bike around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Good times.
But yeah, organizers of the Philadelphia Naked Bike Ride say this year's event is going to require masks. I just think the visual of a group of people riding their bikes completely naked other than masks is hilarious to think about. Like, it would just be something that you'll never see again.
No.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, hopefully. I find it interesting that there's nothing on the crotch area. Because
like bike seats being uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Came across a list of other things that you need to try naked as well. And like, they don't give a bunch of reasons on this list, but I thought some of them were pretty awesome. Like eating grapes while you're naked will really take you back to a different time.
Is someone feeding them to you?
I mean, they could.
We just got a text. Thank you, Larissa. Edmonton does, in fact, have a naked bike ride.
Okay.
Because July 25th is World Naked Bike Ride Day.
Okay, I wonder if it'll require masks this year here in Edmonton as well.
It's funny because in this picture that she sent, there's people wearing backpacks and their helmets and their glasses, but yeah, nothing else.
Night swimming, another one on the list, and I could see why that would be on there for
Ooh,
things you need to try naked.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah. Cleaning is on the list. Learning an instrument. Eating a pizza, ordering a pizza.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe
not.
Do you
answer the door?
Oh, I think in between there, you got to put some clothes back on. Go camping is on this list.
Nobody's camping naked, are they?
I don't know who wrote this list. Somebody's like, oh, we really need something today. Let's come up with a list of 30 things you need to do naked.
What is something that I want to do naked?
Playing volleyball.
I'll tell you something that you shouldn't do naked. Eat in front of a mirror.
Okay.
Been there.
Or
10 out of 10 do not recommend.
I got another one.
What?
UFC.
Play 107.
What should be illegal, Chelsea?
Clipping your nails in public.
How do you clip your nails?
Privately?
In the bathroom,
yeah.
Only.
Okay. Over the, like, over the garbage can. Chelsea, what were you saying? You used to work where?
Well, I used to work at a restaurant, and you'd be surprised how many people pre-meal would bust out their little clippers. It's like, that's the last thing I'm thinking about packing when I go to a restaurant. Oh, better bring my nail clippers here.
Good point. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, so what I would like to add to the list, and I know this is going to upset some people, but where are we at with fireworks? Because, like, downtown Montreal is packed last night after their series win.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos are like people shooting fireworks. They're bouncing off buildings.
Yeah, I don't care about that as long as there were no dogs around.
Well, yeah, and dogs hate the fireworks
hate them.
As well.
It's so sad.
But also, like, how many fingers did people lose last night in the streets of Montreal? They were blasting those fireworks everywhere.
I've met a couple Montreal hockey fans, mm-hmm. and I feel like they'd risk it. Stoner Joe wrote in saying, windows that don't line up with plane seats. This to me is so funny because I'm just picturing Stoner Joe on a flight.
Right.
No matter what the duration of the flight is, and it's all he's thinking about,
yeah.
and he's so mad.
It's true, though, because, like, do you open the one that's, like, half you're sharing with the person in front of you or behind you, or is that theirs?
You're like, excuse me, I'd like you to, I know you're napping and you closed your window, but... I'd like it to be open a little bit. Cassie wrote in saying, adults smoking in the car when there are kids in the back.
Yeah, I remember playing hockey and one of the parents who would take us to games quite often would just smoke, like, with the windows up in there. Like, we never won one of those games. We were so gassed by the time we got to the ring.
Dan says, things that should be illegal but aren't. Multi-level marketing. MLM, so
yeah.
many people get stuck with spending way more money than they ever get out of it, and they kind of prey on people. Yeah, when you get those DMs from people from high school that are like, hey, what's new? We should catch up sometime, have some coffee. I'll never forget that time that I was in the gym change room. No, I was in the shower. I was in the shower at the gym, and I overheard two women having a conversation. One girl was just trying to go about her day, put her makeup on, get ready for work, and this woman just approaches her, and she's like, hey, can I have your phone number? I wanted to be like, MLM. I didn't have to hear anything else. Don't do it.
I kind of feel the same about this new trend I've noticed of guys who are like into the stock market.
Which is great. Like,
yeah.
Get into the stock market.
But
sure.
They're making it sound like it's super easy to turn your life savings into double your life savings. And that's not how the stock market works. It's not that easy. There's going to be bad months. And I just wish there was more honesty with, like, listen, what we're doing the last 3 months has worked really well. It still comes with some serious risks. But if you'd like an introduction into how it works, I'm more than happy to share with you my experience rather than this is going to get you rich.
Yeah, you're dumb if you don't join us.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that. This says people turning fun posts into a political and social soapbox. Get a grip.
What do you mean by fun posts?
Like just the like comment section on something lighthearted.
Okay, okay.
That all of a sudden turns. What do you got, David?
What should be illegal is people trying to get off the airplane before it's their turn.
Oh.
And when they like rush up from the back and push past everyone with their elbows to try and get out first. Oh my God, it drives me wild.
It honestly is one of my biggest frustrations too. You watch them and you're like, what are you doing right now? But I have a confession to make. One out of the two of us here on this show does that exact thing.
Okay.
Can you guess who?
No. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't rush out, but I do stand up right away because I'm trying to get the vibe throughout the airplane, push my vibes to the front that like, let's get going, people. Let's go.
I'm okay with the vibe check. That
Thank
sounds
you.
Like it's reasonable. But
thank you.
When the elbows come out and you're running down the aisle, that's when I'm sticking my foot out there.
Play. It is time for Tattoos Day.
Now, usually we like you to call us 780-784-7107, but I love that majority of you are texting in and saying, like, I wish I could call, but I'm at the office. Thank you for streaming us, or maybe you're working from home.
Give us an example of a text, and this is why it doesn't work as well.
Okay, Lindsay texted in saying, I have a crown tattoo behind my ear.
Your boyfriend has an eyebrow ring and sold dope in high school. That's my guess. But if she's not here to confirm that I'm right.
It doesn't make good radio.
No, I guess we'll just have to assume. We'll just have to assume on this one. How about you?
Okay. It's black and white, so there's no color. And it is an alfalfa flower.
Mm. Where is it?
On my ribs.
Ooh. You're not very good at keeping houseplants alive.
Oh, yeah. That is very true.
That's why you try and live vicariously through your tattoo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whatever the opposite of a green thumb is, that's me.
Like, a black and white alfalfa tattoo thumb.
I was going to say black thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Every plant I touch just dies.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 780-784-7107. You tell me about your tattoo. I'll tell you about you.
It's a sea turtle on the back of my right calf.
Yes. You're vegan until you're tipsy and someone brings up McDonald's.
Not inaccurate.
This is Gabriela Cruz Boudoir Photography on Play 107's Show Local Some Love.
We are basically a team of women wanting to empower other women. Our specialty is boudoir, but I like to call it empowerment boudoir because it's more than just, you know, sexy photos. It's basically our mission is to empower these women to see themselves in a different way. And we always tell our clients that if you're going to do this, make sure that you do this for yourself. And if it is for a significant other, for anybody else, then that's just an extra bonus.
If people say that they heard about you through us by saying Boudoir 107, what do they get?
They get $100 credit towards any other packages, and that will also extend the use of our angel wings that a lot of our clients really love.
And where can people find you online?
GabrielaCruz.ca, as well as our Instagram at GabrielaCruzBoudoir.
Play 107 supports local, and you should too. So get out there and show locals some love.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.